As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
From 1986, doing it all for my baby, Huey Lewis, the news, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. At one point, we thought that Huey Lewis would be a great fourth member of the stool, right?
I still do. I think he'd be alive.
He'd be awesome, right?
We're
right
not
here.
Sure. Is he alive?
He's alive.
Yes.
He's
okay,
with us.
Good. Okay, the news.
He's got a hearing problem going on.
He's got a hearing problem.
He's got like tinnitus, I think, which is a problem.
Gotcha. We can sell our headphones.
So, yes.
To him. We have headphones.
He'd be a great member of the stool.
Yes. You know what I think about the news? Saw Huey Lewis live. Yes. That was
approximate
incredible.
Year.
What's that? 1983.
Okay.
Yeah.
1983. Nice.
What were you doing? What's
that? Where were you at?
Saw him at Worlds of Fun.
No way. Kansas City.
Yes, Kansas City.
We didn't know that, I don't think.
Yeah, wait a second. How old were you?
Yeah, we took a bus down there.
So in 83, yeah, we were
in high school then, probably.
We took a bus
high
down.
High school.
Yeah, we took a bus down to see
you
him.
Saw
yeah.
Huey Lewis?
Yeah.
The Pendragons?
Yeah. You didn't see Huey in Kansas
no.
City?
Where were you at?
Where were you at?
I wasn't
crazy out. Talk like that. So a big fan, but I'm like, it's okay. Song doesn't do a lot for me. Don't hate it. It's got some skill set. It's a 604.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think I'm, eh. But,
it's fine.
But it's Huey.
Know. Sometimes
I do love Huey.
Yeah.
There's just so many great songs. Yeah. And we went with that one. It was fine.
Yeah. I think I played the whole catalog of Huey at this point.
It was fine. I'm like Bill. I've kind of started returning texts during the song.
Yeah.
6.0.
Yeah. 6. Rudy's 0. Gonna 5.01.
5.8. I can get behind some Huey today, but
5.8 from Rudy.
Hello, Rudy.
Rudy's here.
Rudy's here.
Hello, Rudy.
Ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. We've got Rick from Wahoo gives it a 7. Kevin in Colorado, 5.8. Mike and Dalton, 8.9. Kodiak Bear, 4.4. Lyle in Omaha, 9. Shamia, 8.7. Bill and Bennett, 4. Hook Levis, 2.
He's
about
right
for
on.
Bird.
He's not down with it.
Joan Boulder, 6. Tater says Yawner, 2.
Yawner's a good way.
East Lincoln West, 7.8. Love me some Huey Lewis. Big B, solid 9. Great concert. I wonder if he was there with you in 83.
May have been. Like to have seen him. Bro, the Zambing.
Big B, were you in
Zambezi Ding? Was it Sam?
Zambezi Dinger.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What's it called?
Zambezi Zinger.
Something like that. I can't say it.
Zambezi Zinger. Hey, yeah. Did you go down to a teacher's?
What's that?
Teachers?
Yeah, we had there was a chaperone system. Chaperone system, yes. Went down with Duke.
Really?
Yes.
Does Duke remember the concert well?
Duke would remember
I'll
the
ask,
concert
I'll ask
very
Duke
well.
About that.
Duke will remember it very well.
Gavin and Pender, your friend, 6 on that one. Jennifer, 7.9. Hubby, 7.1. Brad at Baldwin gives it a 6.
Hello, Brad.
Footy and Adams, 3.3. Very questionable. And it was the Zambezi Zinger.
So was it?
Yeah, Zambezi Zinger.
Thank close. You. Good
Thank close. You from, that's Troy on YouTube. Bruce on YouTube, 9. 5 from Brad. Casey says smooth, 7.8.
Smooth. It was smooth.
Albert, 8.2. BWD, 5.6. Nels, 0.033.
Nels from Montana.
On that one.
Yeah,
wow,
Nels.
Nels did not like that.
Fired one across the bow.
Song of the day was Doing It All for My Baby by Huey Lewis in the news from 1986. It is time. For a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills, here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, the bathroom, crown, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting.
He also wants to let you know that this is his festival season. Festival season, Christmas, like that. So if you call today at Randy, give that number again.
417-5204.
If you guys lock things up today and he's going to do a 12% Christmas discount.
Jeez.
A 12% Christmas discount.
12.
Besides, that's on top of the 11% discount you get for if you just mentioned the stool.
Yes.
So that's you're looking at a big discount there. 23%, if I'm doing my math correctly.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money off your total
bill.
Very
generous.
So if you get a hold of Randy today, you're going to get that big discount, and it's going to be his Christmas special has started today. It'll run today through Thursday at noon.
Ugh.
Today through Thursday at noon. So get a hold of
Randy.
Randy. Today. Nothing else. Just text him random stuff too, because it's fun.
amen to that.
Yeah, amen to that. Like that. The game's not the same. Who's to blame?
Was that the headline?
The game is not the same. Who's to blame? Just a lot of interesting facts.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing is the only guaranteed games to the playoffs were the American, which was North Texas and Tulane. They were guaranteed winners in. The other one that was guaranteed, that's no, take it back. One side was gonna be in. The next side for us right there, the Big Ten was the only game that was guaranteed that both teams would get in. SEC was not guaranteed
No
guarantee at that. The Big 12, no guarantee like that.
It happened,
and then obviously, what am I missing here? ACC, neither team made it. No. But they're only one, so there's no guarantee. But here's the deal like that is that, man, did they play. Turn the film on. Wow, did they play. Because Alabama was interested. They just couldn't get it going. Georgia just beat the crap out of them.
What?
Yeah. And then that Big 10 game with Indiana versus Ohio State was insanity.
It was a beautiful
effort.
Intense.
The effort, intense to watch. I had a friend that was at the game. He said, you couldn't imagine the energy. He said it was like the national championship game. Thank you, Big Ten. Now, they were both in, but someone could have just been like, eh, no big whoop, right?
TV people would have stepped in.
Yeah, there was no big there was no big whoop in that.
Try
thing.
Harder.
There was no plan. Yeah, I mean it was unbelievable. So now here's the question for you right now.
What's okay? that?
So, are you okay with this? JMU and Tulane is in. 10-2 Notre Dame out. Vandy 10-2 out. Texas 9-3 out. BYU 11-2 out. Utah 10-2 out. USC 9-3 out. Are you okay with it?
To further that, Bill, I was looking at the rankings before the segment, and it shows their AP rankings and their seeding. Tulane's ranked 20th in the AP, and James Madison is 24th. You got all
seeded
these teams.
What are they seeded?
11th and 12th. Oh, but they're ranked 20th and 24th in the AP. So from 11th to 19th are teams that are better than teams in the playoffs.
So where this all goes back to is the couple of the critical errors is how it was written up. You can't change the rules once the rules are set. If you want to change something, change the rules.
Right.
So where it was set up wrong was where they said they had to have five champions. Mm-hmm. That's where it went astray. I was in a conversation the other day going like, what's the big deal? Throw JMU out and put in Notre Dame or put in whoever. And I'm like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Because if you do that, then Duke comes in. Because you had to have five champions. If they would have just worded it different, a different deal. Or if they had have worded it different also for the terrible job by the ACC with how they had their wording set for their tiebreaker. Because the tiebreaker should have been Miami should have been in that game because they had the same record. But the fifth tiebreaker led to Duke. And that's it. Now, it worked out great for Duke. But think about this now with those teams. Are you okay with that? Because I was kind of excited.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Excited about it until I saw the games, the home game. Oh. Oregon JMU, zero excitement for it. Zero. I'm just like, they're 23-point favorites.
So they go to TNT, and then what's the other TNT game?
It's like the True TV Tulane. And TNT and Tulane's the other.
Ole Miss beat Tulane 45-10 this year.
And that's who's in the playoffs.
They're playing first round.
Yeah.
And the rematch.
And then the next critical area is by having can you imagine if they gave a complete bracket of 68 teams for seven straight weeks or six straight weeks? All they had to do is just shut up and don't say a word. The reason that there's such a meltdown is because it doesn't matter. They never said a word. Everybody kept screaming, Miami, Notre Dame, head-to-head, what the hell? They're like, nah, look at Miami. I mean, look at Notre Dame. They're just better, guys. Then the final one, you know what? You got to do that head-to-head thing. All they had to do is just not say a word and then just give the last one. They could give one maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, kind of where it starts. How many times did they show the bracket on Tuesday night? And they would say, this isn't real. It can't end this way. It's impossible for it to end this way. Mm-hmm. And so with them talking, just made such ginormous errors in the whole thing. But now in the end, it's like, okay, if it's just about, I like inclusion. Meaning somebody having
that's
a chance.
Word.
But now there's two teams in, and they're, I mean, the fact that Vanderbilt's not even being discussed at 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, just think if you're this one, if you're a team, would you want to play Notre Dame right now?
No.
No, you wouldn't. I agree they should be out because they don't have many quality wins. They have one, right? USC. That's their quality win. Mm-hmm. They're two tough teams they lost to. Shouldn't have, but they did. They lost to them. So I can see why they're out. But would you want to play them?
No. I mean, it depends who I am.
Would you want to play Vandy real bad? Not really.
No.
Not really. Would you want to play Texas real bad right now? No. They got three losses, so I get that part of it. But there's a lot of teams there, and it's like, oh, wow. And then now when the playoffs start, I'm going, there's like two games. Because last year, when the seeding had buffoonery, it made the next round stupid, but the first round was incredible. Now the home games, these first round. Now Oklahoma-Alabama.
Yeah,
high rating.
Enormous.
That'll be nuts. Can't wait to see it. But, man, there is two clunkers in there.
And Miami-Texas A&M is high-rated.
James Madison is a 21.5-point dog against Oregon. I mean, is Clemson, Notre Dame going to be that? No way.
The Clemson-Penn State pinstripe will be higher rated on TV than Oregon.
James Madison.
Yes. James Madison. Yes. And it'll be higher rate. Penn State-Clemson will be higher rated than – I mean, the worst game is Ole Miss-Tulane. Ole Miss won 45-10. Now there's a rematch.
So the whole thing was built for this. What was it built for?
I guess.
Four insane home games. Remember that? That was going to be the coolest thing. Games on campus in the playoffs.
Did we yell, though, when they made this, you know, when they made the bracket the way it is? Did we say, no, you can't include these group of five teams? Did we do that?
No. The biggest issue is there's two.
Okay.
Not one. If there was just one, you're kind of like, eh. Sure. Now, the worst thing was last year was the Boise got a bye. That was
– it was a three seed, right?
And Notre Dame has gotten the break of all breaks because they conceded that they would never be a top four team because they don't play in a comp. But then when they changed the seating over, they can actually now get a bye.
Yeah.
They're eligible for byes now also. But that Notre Dame story, it'd be interesting to hear from the text line because I can't imagine, is there anyone – I get how upset you would be, but is anyone that's a true fan saying – that's what we should do. We should walk away from this bowl game and not play.
I don't.
It was going to be them.
You're going to have some ardent Notre Dame fans that are supportive of that decision.
Of the walk away?
Some ardent fans that don't even believe it's true, but they'll say say it because they support the program. Yeah. You'll hear that, but I've heard nothing.
It's basically just said, if you do it to us again, we will opt out. Are you aware of that? We will not play another game.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
We have some response here from YouTube. First, Paul says, I am not okay with this. No group of five teams should get in before a 9-10 or better win Power 5 team.
But what does that do to college football then?
You want
to
have the one team that can get in. And I was for that.
Fine.
I was for that. I'm not.
What about one?
Because I want to see Notre Dame and Vanderbilt in right now. Because if those two teams are in for those two, imagine what these games would look like. We would be blown away.
Are you okay with one group of five?
I can deal with it, yes. You know that I'm not a fan of it, but I could
go. Can't have two, though.
But I could go, yes. But two of them being in,
two
no.
of those first-round games are...
Like, you're fine with either Tulane or James Madison, but get Notre Dame spot.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
When you build a 12-team playoff, and you can guarantee that two teams have no chance. Because would you say that Notre Dame had – here's the deal. Notre Dame's better than last year. They're a better team this year than last year.
They would have a chance to win four in a row.
They'd have a chance.
JMU has no chance.
None.
You've got to think of it that way. Yeah, there's a chance they could
Vanderbilt
upset Oregon.
Vanderbilt could do it. Vanderbilt could do it.
Yeah, they can beat Oregon, but they can't win four straight.
No, they can't win four straight.
No.
And they won't beat Oregon. But you got to look at it that way. Could they win four straight? SMU, Tulane? No. JMU.
And then you'll get pissed. Now, if Oregon, again, as 21.5-point favorites, blows out James Madison, you're going to say that could have been Vanderbilt. Yeah. It could have been Notre Dame. It could have been actually a competitive football game.
And isn't the biggest conversation we have even brought up, hands down, it's Alabama. Because they kept saying they can't punish him because of the issue. But that's not right.
They got pounded.
They have punished teams forever in the championship game. Georgia got knocked out 2 years ago. They went from one, lost to Alabama, to out. Auburn in 2017 was two. They lost. They were out.
Alabama.
USC played Utah. They were number four. Out. And so all these, I'm like, what?
Bama's not playing well.
They've lost
two of their last four. They almost lost to Auburn. They don't run it well, and now they're not passing it very well.
They rush for a minus 3 yards.
Yeah, and they're not passing it well.
They look like they were lost in that Georgia game.
It was a tip ball to the tight end that kept a drive alive that got a score. And, I mean, that does not add up.
Nope.
They keep saying, well, we shouldn't get knocked for it. Like, well, it's happened in the past.
Yeah.
They've done it a bunch, and you've lost
a
game.
But, you see, I get the argument, though. Why do we get punished for playing an extra game when these other, so these other teams benefit from not playing. I understand what where they're coming from, but there's a risk involved because if you play poorly, then you get this conversation. They played poorly. They got the belt. Georgia gave them the belt.
Let me ask you this.
28-7.
Do you think Ohio State wanted to win that game?
Yeah.
In Indiana, how happy were they when that thing was all said and done? Who is the pillar? If you just said who, if you name one school, who's the pillar of the Big Ten?
Ohio State.
They haven't won it in 5 years.
God.
It's been Indiana,
didn't play for
Oregon, and three Michigans. Think about that. It's been 5 years.
Ah, that
in several to... years, the last 4 years, they weren't even in the game.
Ohio State fan, how do you feel about that? 4-6-4-5-6-8-5. You haven't won the Big Ten in 5 years.
5 years. Four of the years, they didn't even make it. This is the first year they've made it to the championship
My friend
game.
Ross, what do you say? They would have a retort.
Yeah, they would have something.
We'll get to that more in a second. Okay.
So let's tort.
Build a headline again, please, for Bill's Thrills.
I made it up right before the show started, okay, so it didn't really count like that.
Okay.
The game's not the same. Who's to blame?
That is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two next, we'll talk about Indiana, number one overall seed.
Six!
Next, an early break in the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Book.